are. We're at 34 degrees and bright sunshine. Winds are calm for a change. And this is our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And with us is a very special guest in Kenzie Froby is with us here from the Chamber of Commerce. This is a little bit of the busy season when it comes to chamber doings.
Yes,
indeed. First of all, we have Christmas in the Ville that's coming up. And I've been told this is a big deal. Lay it on me. How big a deal is this?
Yes, so this is our third annual Christmas in the Ville, and it has grown every year significantly. So we are super excited to bring this back to the community with the help of Sutterfield Financial Group, who is our main sponsor. Mm-hmm. We are super pumped to be able to bring it back to you guys and make it bigger every year.
Now, this is year number three.
Yes.
And the first year was a really good turnout, but
yes, sir.
It really parlayed itself the last year.
Right, yeah. It continues to grow every year, and we hope to see that continue ongoing and for this something for the community and surrounding communities to keep going. And so we added a huge community block party this year.
Oh, wow.
Which is our opening night, December 6th. So we're pretty pumped about that and to be able to get that going too.
Now, this is the evening before the parade.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got this one. You got the whole evening to shop and to get having fun. And then the next night, you come back downtown again for the parade.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now what takes place on this block party?
Right, so we are going to be there from 6 to 9 p.m. December 6th. And we have a lot going on. So it'll kick off at 6 p.m. with our community tree and park lighting, which will be a lot of fun. We have a huge tree. And then we just really light up the park all the way down to 2nd Street, which is wonderful. We have an outdoor ice rink, obviously, which is the anchor of our festival. We have food trucks, we have face painting, kids crafts, and then we have Frozen characters are coming out. Anna, Elsa, and Olaf from the movie Frozen are going to come out and hang out and ice skate and do a lot of fun stuff. The kids always love that. And then we're also doing cookie decorating at Three Kids and a Cake Bakery, which is right across the street from us. Mm-hmm. And then we have a merchant crawl going on throughout downtown. We have movies in the park, which is super cute. I know that you've never gotten a chance to come down before, but we have a little movie screen set up out front of our building. And then Hay Bales set up so it looks like a little drive-in theater for kids. It's so cute. And then we have carriage rides that go through downtown. Mr. and Mrs. Claus, we heard we're going to stop by for a little while. We know it's their busy season too, but they love Bartlesville, and so they're making a chance to stop by and see us. And then we are also doing Presents with Perspective, which is put on by Perspective Advisors, so kids can shop for free for their families too. So that'll be really fun. And that is Friday night as well as Saturday. And they'll be there from 1 to 5 on Saturday, too.
Now, with this merchant's crawl, I think I might have an idea how this works. Where the idea is to shop locally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And keep those tax dollars at home to work for us, you know. But how does this work?
Of course, yeah. So we have such a bustling downtown, and we just love our downtown area. Obviously, we're located there as well. But our downtown group is putting on a merchant crawl. There'll be a booth set up out front of the Chamber of Commerce, which is at 2nd and Keeler, in case you're not familiar with the area. There'll be a booth set up out front that you get a little passport of sorts, and you go around to all the stores that are listed, and you get it all stamped off, and you're entered to win. You also get extra chances if you spend money at any of the stores, too.
Wow, so you can win some prizes.
Yes, sir.
And you can, you know, trim your margin there.
Yeah, definitely, and get some Christmas shopping out of the way early and get it all wrapped and ready to go.
I like this. This really sounds fun. It really sounds festive. Now with the ice skating rink, this has been around a little bit too, and I understand that this draws a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun. It's only $10, right?
Yes, yeah. It's $10 per person, and there's no time limit. So it's $10 for as long as you want to skate, and you're welcome to come on out at any time. We are open from December 6th through January 5th, and we're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Fridays, we're open 6 to 9. Saturdays and Sundays, 1 to 9. And then the hours will vary a little bit around the holidays.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
Yes. So we will be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. However, on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we'll be open from 1 to 5 for all your families to come out and see us.
This is really fun. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you've got the downtown merchants that are involved in this merchant crawl. And this really builds a great deal of awareness for folks who do shop downtown from time to time, but maybe, just maybe, they've gotten into the same routine.
Yeah.
And it gives you the opportunity to expand your shopping horizons.
Of course, yeah. And it kind of gives you an option, too, to see all the new stuff we have going on, all the stores, all their new holiday stuff, and everything that's kind of I don't know, just changed around a little downtown. And like you said, it's just a reminder of how great our town is and what we really do have here for everybody.
You know, I think not a lot of people, but some take it for granted. Oh, this mm-hmm. is Bartlesville. This is the way it's always been. This is the way it'll always be. And there always is something new around the corner. And I've noticed that even, mm-hmm. even in the time that we've been here that, you know, hey, that's new.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
and it's really, like I said, very exciting, very vibrant to have what we do have in our downtown community. Tell us a little bit about the chamber, if you will, its function and how it operates with all of our great partners here in the community.
Of course, yeah. So the chamber is, we are a partner of all of our local businesses. And mm-hmm. so what we do is, especially kind of why we started Christmas in the Ville, is we really promote shopping local and, keeping your money where your home is, and mm-hmm. kind of really supporting your own community. We are blessed with a wonderful community who has always supported us and always came out and kind of backed us in anything that we did. This was a crazy idea the first year we did this, bringing a chunk of ice into Oklahoma with the weather that you never know, So, and we just were overwhelmed with the support that we got. And so that's kind of our thing, is to kind of support our community and support our businesses and shopping local.
All right. This is going to be a lot of fun. It starts off on December 6th.
Yes, sir.
So put that on the calendar. That is the opening night. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all through the holiday season, make sure that you drop by and visit our merchants as well, because, they live here too, and mm-hmm. you know who they are. You probably went to school with their kids or their kids.
That's exactly
going
right.
Going to school with your kids. And, and like we say, we keep it local. We keep the tax money here, and that's where it should be.
Yeah, definitely. I did forget to mention one other thing as well. I'm so sorry. We also do have a mistletoe market as well. So speaking mm-hmm. of shopping local, they may not have a storefront, but we do have a lot of local entrepreneurs or crafters who we also have a mistletoe market on Saturdays, the first three Saturdays in December from 1 to 4 p.m. They'll come out and set up little booths alongside our ice rink. And so there's just another way for you to support your local community and kind of get out and buy some local crafts.
All right. Support your local artists.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
That is really wonderful. Now, if anybody wants to get a hold of the chamber for any reason whatsoever, mm-hmm. maybe for chamber membership, or maybe you just have some questions about what's happening in the Ville. I like that. How do they get a hold of you?
Of course. So you can always call us at 918-336-8708. And then for Christmas in the Ville in particular, always follow us on Facebook, which is Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville. And we try to post everything on there that's going on. You can also check out our website, bartlesville.com.
Now, I understand you got a big tree.
Yes, we do.
How's that coming along?
It's good. Yeah, we have a wonderful, beautiful tree out front of our building. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a big staple for us. And we have a lot of people. We also have a giant ornament, too, which is really cool. And
whoa.
It's being delivered today. So we're very excited to get that back. It was made for us last year by Tri-County Tech. And we were so pleased with the way it turned out. And they did a great job, the guys out there did. And we're getting it delivered today.
Now, how big is this tree?
So don't quote me if I'm wrong, but I believe it is 18 feet. I want to say 18 feet.
So you're going to be able to see it.
You can see it. Yeah, it definitely stands out. And it's our whole area down there is going to be very, very brightly lit. We kind of went a little bit further this year than we normally do. And that's kind of our thing. We push the limit a little bit more every year. So
I like that. Now, I've seen pictures from last year. Mm-hmm. Last year looked pretty darn nice.
Yes.
So I can only imagine what it's going to be like with a little bit more illumination.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're excited about it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Once again, that is the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. Now, it's not just Christmas that the chamber works. You're working 24/7, 365.
Oh, yeah.
And what are some of the other things that the chamber is known for as far as events throughout the course?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a lot of events we put on throughout the year. One of our really popular events for our local businesses is Business After Hours, which is the first Thursday of every month, unless it falls on a holiday, which I think only happens once a year. But the first Thursday of every month, we have a networking event called Business After Hours that we kind of changed up this year a little bit. And it'll start at 4 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's a huge event of ours. Our Women in Business Network is a huge luncheon, too. And it's just been growing with popularity every year. We do forums all the time to keep people involved and up to date on what's going on with politics or local legislation or any of that stuff, too. And the list just goes on and on.
Well, that's great. That's a lot of coordinating.
That's
a lot of inviting, setting up different venues, just a lot of logistics.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we have a lot going on all the time.
Very good, very good. Once again, it is Christmas in the Ville, and it kicks off on December 6th from 6 until 9. Downtown. You mm-hmm. don't want to miss it. And of course, we've got the merchants crawl, we've got the ice skating, And then what was it? The artists are coming out on Saturdays?
On Saturday, yeah. Mistletoe Market is what it's called. Yes, and they'll be there on the first three Saturdays in December from 1 to 4.
Oh, wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Kenzie. I really appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks for having me out. We love anything we can do to kind of get the word out there. So thank you very much.
All righty. We hope to see you again really, really soon. It's now 8:45, and you've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. Is it?